Since the TS and the TVS examples show the same zoom magnitude, and each vortex was located about the same range at 28 nautical miles, you may actually directly visualize the size differences between these two tornadoes. Even if they differ greatly in size and strength, both vortices exhibited an isolated velocity core leading up to a well-defined maximum and minimum radial velocity, along with the maximum radial velocity gradient directed tangentially and counterclockwise. In other words, the detected velocity structure of both the TS and TVS was purely rotational.